You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, it sounds like there's good news on Anthony Rendon. What's the latest on him? Where is he at?
The latest is he's playing simulated games and could be at a rehab assignment by this weekend. So that's the great news. Hopefully he'll be back within a week.
So it'll be quick. That, given the amount of time he's missed, I would have thought they might give him a decent number of at-bats. Are they planning for this to be a relatively quick thing on the rehab assignment?
Pretty much. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, so far so good. No pain in the oblique area, so we'll see what happens.
What are the expectations as far as, again, how he's going to kind of come along, less the health part? I mean, you don't really know about that, but the baseball part, well, first of all, at the plate, I mean, how many at-bats does he think that he needs to kind of get into game shape to be a competitive major league player?
Well, ironically, we haven't been able to talk to Rendon because for some reason – he doesn't want to talk to us. I don't know if that's the Nationals doing, but the only thing that I have is what Matt Williams tells us. I just know that he'll be back with the team soon, and you know, I think he'll be playing second base for the team.
Yeah, and that leads into the next thing I wanted to ask about. What are they doing? I mean, I know he's played plenty of second before. I know that's not new to him, but it's also a transition from what he's done recently and even what he was doing in spring training. What kind of work are they doing to make sure that when he comes back, he's sort of back up to speed as a second baseman defensively?
Well, he had a workout all last weekend, and in those 3 days, he just worked out at second base, and that's it. And that tells me right there that Escobar is going to stay at third, and then Rendon's going to remain at second base. And I think that the transition is not going to be that bad. I mean, he did it last year. He started second last year and went to third without any problems. So I'm not seeing any problems here unless there's a problem with his ankles. He's had ankle injuries in the past, but I don't see any problems.
Second base can be, it's difficult just baseball-wise, but from a health perspective, it can be a tricky position. You can be exposed to contact. There are a lot of different movements. It's a little odd to put a guy with health issues over there if you don't have to. What is their level of concern or alternately confidence about him staying healthy playing second base on a daily basis?
Well, I think it's more about Escobar than anything else because – if you remember, Escobar hurt his oblique, you know, making turns at second base. And I think he wants to stay there. I was told he wants to stay there. So I just think they believe that Rendon is healthy enough to play second base. And so far, based on what I saw, based on those 3 days, I mean, he was working. He was really working it, working it hard. And there were no problems. And I see him just staying there for a while.
And why is that Escobar has that preference, given that he, as far as anybody knew, sort of signed on when he came that he was on board with playing second? What is it for him that makes third more desirable?
Well, they asked him to make the switch at third base, and he signed on for that. And, you know, from what I understand, I don't know how true this is, but, you know, playing third base is almost similar. It's the same area as playing shortstop. So from what I understand, he really loves playing the position, and he wants to stay there from what I understand.
How has he looked defensively to you at third base?
I think he's looked phenomenal, to be honest with you. I think he's done far more than I think anyone thought because he had this reputation of being, selfish and everything. And I can tell you right now, he's not selfish as a member of the Nationals. He's been great. I have nothing but good things to say about him.
What do you think is behind that? Because as you know, this is a guy who came with some at least yellow flags as far as his makeup, his presence, that kind of thing.
I don't know. It could be people in the organization who really talked him into, being a team player with the Nationals. there's one guy named, his last name is DePuglia. He's one of their Latin scouts, and he really talked to Escobar, and apparently that worked out. He agreed, because of him, he agreed to play second base. And then later, obviously, the Nationals went to him and asked him to play third, and he agreed to do that. So it's been smooth sailing ever since.
You can't help but wonder. This is a very aggressive front office, and one of the best players who might potentially be on the trade market between now and July 31st is a third baseman. I know they're awfully happy with Yoenel Escobar. I know they have him. I believe they have him beyond this year. Part of the thought here was that he might be the long-term shortstop. But given all that, with Rendon sliding over to second, do you think there's any chance at all that they at least put in a call on Adrian Beltre, who's the kind of player who could really be a difference maker both in the regular season and in October?
I do not. Maybe a couple of years ago, yes, no question. But no, I don't see it happening. I mean, they're winning with what they have right now. And, I mean, let's face it, Escobar is doing a great job. Even their second baseman right now, Danny Espinosa, is doing a great job. So I don't see a change. I'll be shocked if I see a change at third base or even anywhere in the infield.
And that you mentioned Espinosa, who's having a really nice year, Dan Uggla. There are a lot of infield pieces there. Just as far as the roster, what happens when Rendon comes back? How do they make those roster pieces beyond Rendon and Escobar? How do they make those roster pieces fit?
Well, obviously, I think Espinosa is going to be on the bench mostly. But I think, unlike in years past, I think he's going to be a great player off the bench. I really believe that. I think Uggla's going to stay there. I think someone else will go. Who that will be, I don't know who that will be, but I don't think it will be, Uggla or even Espinosa for that matter. I think they'll be around the whole year.
All right. And then I wanted to revisit one more time, because it remains a baffling story. Steven Strasburg continues to be searching, and it's really puzzling to see. What do you see? What did you see his last time out? Was it more of the same? Was it a different kind of struggle? He's been giving up home runs lately, which is something that even earlier this year he hasn't really done much of.
Matthew, I have to believe it's mechanical, because I'm telling you, his fastball is clocked at 98 miles an hour in his last start. His fastball was high as 98. I have to believe it's mechanical, and I think he's trying to fix something mechanical and also trying to fix himself mentally. He admitted to us after the game last week that it was a mental thing. He's not used to failure like this. So, I mean, he's got to get used to, he has to get some confidence back. And hopefully he can. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's sort of the thing I wonder is this is a something I got to think this guy hasn't seen since who knows when, maybe ever. What can the coaching staff, the organization, do to just sort of help him handle this on the mental side? Because it's not something he's really ever had to deal with before.
I think a pat on the back, Matthew, and just keep working with Steve McCaddy. I mean, that's all McCaddy can do. I mean, you can't yell at him, obviously. I mean, if you talk to every pitcher on this team, they love McCaddy, because McCaddy always puts, his arm around them and say, hey, listen, you're good. Don't worry about it. You have one bad game. And you got to remember, too, McCaddy was a player himself. So, I mean, I think it helps that he was a player and Strasburg can relate to what McCaddy's gone through in his own career. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.